All right, ready for a deep dive that might just change how you see your weekend chores?
Interesting.
We're going deep on the reasons why people hire a professional cleaning service.
You might find some surprises along the way.
Our source material is a blog post.
Oh, cool.
It's called 10 Reasons to Hire a Professional Cleaning Service and Reclaim Your Weekends.
Catchy.
It's from a company called Milo and Ellie Cleaning Services.
Makes sense.
You can find it on their website, miloandellie.com.
Okay, so are we like analyzing marketing here or?
Well, yeah, it is marketing material,
Right.
but let's see if their claims actually hold up, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Let's get into it.
Their first point is time is your most valuable asset.
True. Very true.
Hard to disagree with that,
Yeah.
but they actually try to like quantify it.
Oh, interesting. How so?
They say you should think of the time you spend cleaning as an investment.
That's a clever way to put it.
Right.
Yeah, instead of like chores, it's more like, am I using my time in the best way?
Totally.
Especially for someone like our listener, always looking for knowledge and efficiency, you know?
Absolutely. Okay, their second point is a deeper clean than you could achieve yourself. Now, is that just marketing hype, or is there something to that?
Well, there is actually more to it than you might think.
Really?
Think about it. Professionals have all kinds of equipment, right?
Gotcha.
Industrial grade stuff,
Yeah.
like HIPAA filter vacuums.
What?
They can trap even microscopic particles.
Wow.
Then there are steam cleaners that can sanitize without harsh chemicals, things most of us wouldn't even know about, let alone own.
Yeah, true.
So it's not just about, elbow grease, it's a whole different level.
So it's not just elbow grease. It's
Right, yeah.
actually specialized tools and techniques they're using.
Yeah.
Makes those infomercials for stain removers seem kind of silly now.
Right.
Okay, so their next point connects this to well-being.
Okay.
They say stress reduction and peace of mind.
Makes sense.
I mean, we all know a clean home can have a psychological impact,
Clean.
right? But is it really just about aesthetics?
Well, not really.
Or is it something deeper?
It's more about like creating an environment that helps you be productive and have mental clarity.
Right. Okay, yeah, I get that a really messy space can be distracting,
Yeah.
but does a completely spotless house really equal inner peace? I'm not so sure.
I think it's a little more nuanced than that.
Okay.
Think of it this way. Clutter bombards our senses. Like it's constantly demanding our attention.
Right.
But a clean, organized space, it reduces that sensory overload.
I see.
It frees up your mental bandwidth for other things.
Oh, that's
It's
interesting.
like having a clear workspace.
Like for your mind.
Yeah,
Okay,
exactly.
that makes more sense.
It's not really about like chasing perfection.
Yeah.
It's more about creating an environment that actually helps you focus.
Right. So it's about functionality, not just looks.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
Okay, so that kind of leads into their next point, which is about customization.
Yeah.
It's customized cleaning plans to fit your needs.
Oh, interesting.
You know, recognizing that everyone has different priorities and
Yeah,
lifestyles.
for sure.
Not everyone needs the same level of cleaner, right?
That's
It's
all.
not a one-size-fits-all situation.
Right.
It's about actually tailoring the service to what the individual needs.
Which makes their next point even more important, I think.
What's that?
Consistent and reliable service.
Ah, yeah.
It's not just about the clean itself, it's also the peace of mind, knowing it's going to be handled, you know?
Reliably.
Exactly.
Yeah. And knowing you don't have to micromanage everything,
Right.
for someone who values their time, that's a huge benefit.
For sure. Now, this next one I found really interesting.
Okay, what is it?
Extend the life of your home's surfaces and belongings. So
Okay.
it's not just about appearances, but actually preserving your things.
Oh, that's interesting. I always thought cleaning was about removing dirt,
Yeah.
not preventing damage.
Well, it's both.
How does that work?
They're tapping into knowledge that most people just don't have.
Okay.
Like, say you use the wrong cleaner on a delicate fabric,
Oh, yeah.
or you scrub a wooden surface too hard, you could actually be shortening its lifespan without realizing it.
Wow.
It's about really understanding the materials and using the right techniques.
That makes me wonder what I've accidentally damaged over the years.
Right, it's a common mistake.
Yeah.
But this expertise, it's not just about preserving your stuff.
Yeah, okay.
It also connects to their next point, which is about air quality.
Improved indoor air quality.
Yeah, which obviously impacts our health directly.
Right. So we're not just talking about a surface level clean here.
Exactly.
What's the connection between cleaning and air quality?
Well, think about all the stuff that accumulates in our homes.
Dust.
Yeah, dust mites, pet dander, pollen, all that stuff.
Right.
They can trigger allergies and breathing problems.
Oh, I see.
But professional cleaning, especially with HEPA filtration, can really reduce those particles in the air.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's especially important for people with sensitivities or allergies.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's kind of like investing in this invisible layer of health protection.
Right. I like that. Okay, so I'm starting to see a pattern here.
Yeah.
Professional cleaning, it's not just about how things look.
Exactly.
It's actually like a deeper understanding of our homes and how they affect our health and our time and our well-being.
Right. It's a whole different way of thinking about it.
Now, there's something Milo and Ellie kind of skimmed over, I think.
Oh, really? What's that?
What about the environmental impact?
Good point.
Cleaning products can be filled with all kinds of harsh chemicals.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's one thing to have a sparkling house, but not if it's hurting the planet.
Exactly.
Do you think professional services even consider that? Like sustainability?
Well, a lot of them are moving towards more eco-friendly practices.
Okay.
You know, things like biodegradable cleaners, microfiber cloths to reduce water waste.
Yeah.
Even using HEPA-filtered vacuums to keep dust from going back into the environment.
That's great.
Yeah. It's definitely something to ask about before you hire anyone.
Our listeners should keep that in mind.
For sure.
Now, a couple of the other points they make, we can probably go through quickly.
Okay.
Like a spotless home for special occasions and no need to buy or store cleaning supplies. True, but not really as groundbreaking as the other stuff we've talked about.
I agree.
The convenience factor is definitely nice, but...
Yeah, it's like a bonus, not the main reason.
Right.
So it seems like Milo and Ellie are trying to be more than just a cleaning service, you know? They're selling a whole lifestyle.
Like a lifestyle that's all about freeing up your time and having more well-being, not being bogged down by chores.
Yeah, exactly.
It's part of that whole trend of outsourcing things, you know?
Right.
For efficiency and peace of mind.
It's interesting how this kind of challenges how we traditionally think about housework.
Like, they're saying, your time is too valuable to spend scrubbing floors.
Yeah, it is a shift in perspective.
Especially for our listener, always trying to learn and optimize their time.
Makes you wonder if you can even be, like, a well-rounded person these days without delegating some stuff.
Yeah, good point.
We always praise people who can do it all, right?
Right.
But maybe true success is knowing your limits.
Yeah.
And using outside resources strategically.
Like admitting we can't be experts in everything.
Exactly.
And that getting help is actually a smart move.
Yeah, it's about playing to your strengths.
And having support systems that let you focus on what you're best at.
Exactly.
And maybe that applies to other areas of life too, not just cleaning.
Absolutely.
Maybe we need to rethink that whole self-sufficiency thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And be more open to collaborating.
There's a real shift happening.
Yeah.
It's less about doing it all and more about, you know, doing what matters.
And realizing that sometimes the best use of our time and energy is to delegate.
Yeah, to people who can do it better or faster.
Or just without adding to our already full plates.
Exactly.
Which brings us back to Milo and Ellie's last point. Invest in yourself and your well-being.
Clever marketing, but there's some truth to it.
Right.
If you free up your time and mental energy,
yeah,
you can use that for personal growth or relaxing or pursuing your passions.
So in that way, outsourcing can be a form of self-care.
It's
like taking those lost hours and putting them back into yourself.
Right.
And for our listener who's all about learning and expanding their horizons.
Yeah.
That's a powerful idea.
It is. Because if you're always stuck doing chores and mundane tasks.
Yeah.
How much mental space do you really have left for anything else?
Right, for exploring new ideas, connecting with people, or just enjoying life.
Exactly.
It's easy to fall into that trap of thinking, I can do it all myself.
Yeah.
But maybe that's not really an accomplishment.
Maybe true productivity comes from knowing when to delegate.
Yeah.
And then using that freed up time wisely.
It all goes back to that first point about time being our most valuable asset.
Exactly.
If we're not careful about how we spend it,
yeah,
we're basically wasting our most precious resource.
It's like we're all investors in the stock market of time.
I like that analogy.
Every hour is a potential investment opportunity.
Right.
And we have to choose carefully where we put our resources.
Do we spend it on things that drain us or things that energize us?
Exactly.
Do we do it ourselves or do we let the experts handle it?
It really makes you think about what kind of return you're getting on your time investments.
So this deep dive into cleaning services
yeah.
has become a deep dive into how we value our time, how we manage it.
Exactly. And that's way more insightful than just pros and cons of hiring a cleaner.
It's about realizing that even small decisions
uh-huh.
can have a big impact on our lives.
Which brings us to a question.
Mm-hmm.
Are we truly spending our time in a way that, you know, really matters?
Right. Because a clean house doesn't mean much if we're neglecting everything else.
Exactly. It's not just about appearances.
This has become more about, like, mindful living.
Yeah. A reminder that every choice we make,
even something as small as hiring a cleaner,
reflects our priorities.
And those choices, they have ripple effects, right?
We have time.
Imagine if we all focused our time and energy on things that actually help us grow.
And make us feel good.
Yeah.
That'd be like a whole societal shift.
Instead of always being busy and trying to do it all.
Yeah, that whole mentality.
Maybe we could be more intentional.
About how we live.
Prioritizing quality over quantity.
Recognizing the value of getting help, of collaborating.
Maybe then people would feel less overwhelmed.
Less stressed.
More fulfilled.
Yeah, and more free to do what they love, to contribute to the world.
It's a nice thought, isn't it?
It is.
And it starts with each of us making conscious choices about our time.
Right.
For our listener, who's already on this path of self-improvement,
yep.
This could be a chance to go even deeper.
Maybe it's time to look at their schedule, you know?
Yeah.
See where they can delegate, outsource things.
Create space for what really matters.
Or even just be more aware of everyday choices.
Asking, is this how I want to be spending my time right now?
Exactly. Because it's not just about a clean house or a productive day.
It's not even just about a successful career.
It's about living a life that feels right, you know?
A life that aligns with your values.
And maybe by letting go of that need to do it all ourselves,
we can actually discover what's truly important.
So, as we wrap up this surprisingly deep dive into cleaning services.
Yeah, who knew?
We'll leave you with this question.
What will you choose to invest your time in today?
Until next time, keep diving deep, keep exploring.
And keep questioning your assumptions.
Because you never know where it might lead you.
See you next time.